This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Trail broadcast number 247 for Monday, February 3rd. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday morning after United States President Donald Trump said tariffs on all U.S. imports from Canada will take effect tomorrow. The March canola contract gives up $3.40 at $634.70 per ton, and the May contract pulls back $3.60 at $641.60 per ton. The Trump administration confirmed over the weekend that a 25% tariff will apply to almost all imports from Canada, but with a 10% levy on energy products. In return, the Canadian government says it will retaliate with 25% tariffs on imports from the U.S., with some to be immediate and the bulk over the next 3 weeks. While additional pressure on canola is coming from declines in Chicago soy meal and soybeans are mixed, gains in soy oil are tempering the losses. More support for the Canadian oilseed is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Increases in crude oil are spilling over into the vegetable oils. Also bolstering canola is its tightening supply situation. At the current pace of exports and domestic use, Canada will run out of canola. That prospect will necessitate price rationing as spring approaches. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Monday morning, with the loonie falling to 68.06 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.04. Ahead of this afternoon's fats and oils report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the average trade guess places the December soybean crush at more than 218 million bushels. The USDA grain crushing report is expected to come in at 480 million bushels of corn. The weather outlook has southern Brazil and northeastern Argentina becoming drier over the next 6 to 10 days, but with southern and western Argentina to get rain. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures turned narrowly mixed on Monday morning. The March contract nudges up a half cent at 10.42.5 per bushel. March soy oil climbs more than 6 tenths of a cent at 46.74 cents per pound. March soy meal steps back $3.40 at $297.70 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn is down 4 cents at $4.78 per bushel. March oats jump 15 cents at $3.63. The U.S. wheat complex is steady to higher as Chicago March is unchanged at $5.59.5. Kansas City March is up 0.75 cents at $5.80. And Minneapolis March rises 4 cents at $6.19.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.